Since June, WKAR News has closely covered the issue of medical marijuana in Michigan. And earlier this week, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed emergency rules regarding the implementation of the Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act. So the bottom line, if you operate or are a customer of a medical marijuana business in Michigan, these rules affect you. Joining us is Andrew Brisbo. He's the director of the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation, which is within LARA.
Thank you for joining us.
So we need to clarify the emergency rules. Just go ahead and start because it's confusing.
Sure. So the statute authorized administrative rules and also emergency administrative rules. And the essential difference there is the process for promulgating emergency rules is a shorter process. We didn't have a lot of time after the statute was passed to implement these rules, and the rules are necessary in order to start the program. So the intention all along was to issue emergency rules that would be the essential framework to start taking applications and issuing licenses and allowing these facilities to operate. And at the same time, we're working on the permanent rules, as I'll call them, which is a lengthier process and involves public input and review by the legislature as well.
These rules were supposed to come out before Thanksgiving.
We had intended to issue them before Thanksgiving, correct, but most times emergency rules are done very quickly and are quite short, a couple pages at most. Our emergency rules had to cover a pretty wide swath and get pretty in-depth about some of the topics that we're regulating here. So the rule set ended up being 33 pages. That being the case, every step in the process in the legal review and the governor's review, everything took a little bit longer than usual. So we were about a week behind where we wanted to be, but still a couple weeks in advance of actually taking the applications.
And again, emergency, kind of you think, oh no, it's an emergency. So that just conjures up a whole different thought process. And that's really not the case.
It's more out of necessity. Okay. The statute calls them emergency rules, and that just establishes a different process that doesn't require such a long time frame to get through the process.
Okay. So whether you're a medical marijuana grower, processor, or dispensary, people will need to know a lot of things about applying for a license, and that license process is opening when?
We start taking applications December 15th for all five facility types that are authorized under the Act. Those are provisioning centers, growers, processors, secure transporters, and safety compliance facilities, which are like testing labs. We'll start taking those applications next week. We have to conduct a thorough background investigation of all the applicants, which is going to take a bit of time. And then we'll start issuing the licenses. The Medical Marijuana Licensing Board has the final say in the issuance of licenses. So everything that we review will be packaged up and sent to them, and they'll review those at a public meeting before issuing any licenses. We're going to analyze all the principles of any applicant to determine their eligibility. We're also going to make sure that the facility meets all the standards as promulgated in the emergency rules as well as covered in the statute. And we're going to make sure before we issue a license to any facility, they have to have municipal authorization through an ordinance before they can operate as well.
Explain that.
So municipalities under the Act have to opt in to allow these facilities to operate within their boundaries. They have zoning authority. They can set zoning standards. They can set any qualifications related to the operation of facilities that don't conflict with the state law. Now, the state is the authorizing body that will give the licenses to these facilities, but will only do that if the municipality has authorized their operation. And they can restrict the types of facilities that operate. They don't have to allow all five, and they can set a cap on the number of facilities that operate within their municipality as well.
So if a municipality did not opt in, then no marijuana would be allowed in that area, correct?
Correct. We would not issue a license to a facility unless there was an authorizing ordinance. That's right.
Okay, so now let's talk about the cost of all of this.
Sure. So there are a couple costs authorized under the Act. There's an application fee at the time of application that we will collect. That's $6,000. That is meant to offset the cost of the background investigation that we'll be conducting. There's also a regulatory assessment, which is paid just before the issuance of the license. We haven't set that fee yet. We want to get a good sense of how many applicants we have and how many licenses we'll issue so that we set that fee appropriately to offset the costs that are statutorily authorized to be covered by that regulatory assessment. And provisioning centers will also have to collect a 3% excise tax on the sales that are made to patients and to caregivers through their facility. In addition to all of that, so those are all the state level fees, if you will, municipalities can also charge up to $5,000 per year for a facility that's operating within their boundaries as well.
So what if somebody applies for an application and they're turned down? Do they get their money back?
They do not. Those fees are non-refundable.
Is it possible for the state to say yes and a municipality to say no?
So we wouldn't issue a license unless they were authorized by the municipality through an ordinance. So that's going to be a part of our validation process before we issue a license. But we did split the process up at the state level. So an applicant can apply and conduct have the background check conducted and be pre-qualified, we call it, so that should they not be able to operate in the municipality where they were hoping to locate, they can use that pre-qualification to apply for a license for a facility in another location. Or for operators who want to operate multiple facilities, they go through the background check process once and then submit multiple license applications as a secondary process.
So they don't have to keep paying the fee?
Correct.
Okay. And if they get turned down in one municipality, they could apply somewhere else?
Presuming they pass the state background check process, correct.
So how many applications do you think you're going to get?
That is a tough thing to estimate. We hear different things from different people. We're prepared to have a pretty high volume of applications. We've set the process up so that applicants can apply any way they choose. We will accept applications online, in person, or through the mail. So we want to make the process as open and easy to follow as possible. But it's difficult to predict how many applications we're going to get, particularly over the first couple of days. We know there's a great deal of interest, but depending on how fast municipalities opt in and the applicant's success in finding a location to operate, we could get a lot right at the beginning, or they could come in slowly over time.
So how long do you think this process is going to take for an applicant to know that they're approved? Is that the right word?
Correct. We would approve and issue a license at the end. It's probably going to take a few months for us to start issuing licenses. So we'll start taking them in December, and we hope to be issuing licenses by the end of March or early April.
What's the biggest question your office has had so far?
Well, we get a lot of questions about process and about the local authorization and the interplay of that with the state licensure. We've tried to address some of the big picture questions through advisories even before the emergency rules were promulgated, such as can different facility types operate at the same location, whether an applicant for a grow license could acquire multiple licenses in the same location. So a Class C grow license allows 1,500 plants, but some larger operators want to have more higher plant count than that. So we did clarify that the emergency rules will allow them to have multiple Class C grow licenses at the same location, and we do allow for the co-location of facilities. We also clarified through the rules what the testing processes will look like. Testing, obviously, is a big component of this to ensure safe patient access. So we outlined what the requirements were for the safety compliance facilities when they do tests on the medical marijuana. And it all has to be tested before it can be sold through a provisioning center.
So during the hearings across the state, a lot of people did express concern that medical marijuana patients could go without their prescriptions during the licensing process. What do you say to that?
Well, we addressed that concern. We did hear that concern. And what we did through the emergency rules is we provided a process by which facilities that were currently operating, if they did so with municipal authorization and they applied by February 15th, their continued operation would not be held against them when considering issuing a license. So we feel as though that allows for patients, particularly those, the most vulnerable of patients who have the greatest need and are operating through existing facilities, they can continue to work through those facilities without it impacting the operator's opportunity to get a license, assuming, again, that they have local authorization to do so.
Okay. So, again, the application process is open on December 15th.
Correct.
And you said that they will be accepted by mail, in person?
In person and online. So we do have an online application process.
Okay, and we will have all of that at WKAR.org. We've been speaking with Andrew Brisbo. He is the director of the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation within LARA. And a reminder, you can go to WKAR.org and look for the Marijuana in Michigan section. On the right-hand side of the page, we have all of our stories on this topic right there for you.